the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel, the quarter Brisa, quoting with Meir, Omer minayim shafilu nochli osik b'Torah, who kakoyin godol, tamad loma asher yasa osam ha'odam v'chai behem. Kahan levim Yisrael lo nemet says ha'odam, means a human. Ela ha'odam, ha'lamadat shafilu ovid kochovim v'osik b'Torah, ha'reisik kakoyin godol. That even a guy who's studying Torah is like a kohen gadol. And Tosha says that's why it says lahochi daket kohen gadol mishum deksiv yikaru him ipnimin v'dashinan mikohen gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. Gabi mamzeh tamid chacham shem kodem kohen gadol am haaretz. That a tamid chacham has a special status, and that's what yikaru him ipnimin. It could be it's little intuitive. Ipnimin means from gems, but it's being interpreted mipnimim mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefim pnim, enters into the sanctum sanctorum, into the innermost chambers, and similarly, that the person who's oisik b'Torah is not only like a kohen gadol, but he's a person, so it says that a person who is oisik b'Torah is like a kohen gadol, but if he's a tamid chacham, so mamzeh tamid chacham kodem kohen gadol am haaretz. And from this you see that a tamid chacham, when we say he's kodem, mamzeh tamid chacham is kodem to kohen gadol, is because the Tamid Chochem also has a Chal Shem and Gavra, Tamid Chochem, and that's Mechayev and covered to the Tamid Chochem more than even to the Kohen Gadol. But a Goy that's not Chal and Shem Tamid Chochem, even though in Gavra he can be Doimer in certain respects to the Kohen Gadol, and so you see, from here you see that Tamid Chochem, that there's Chavos Shem and Gavra of Tamid Chochem. And you see that also in the Gemara Nedarim, and Daf Samach Beis, Amarava Shorilei Letzuv Medrabonon, Lameme Tzuv Medrabonon, a Tamid Chochem could declare himself a Tamid Chochem. Someone says, Shorilei Tigra Mireshe, in other words, Ubnei David HaKohanim. In other words, how do we see that he's a special status? Because it says in the pasuk Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu, and Ma Koyin Notu Beros, just as the Koyin, there's a loch of Vikidasha that he takes first, gets the first Aliyah, he says the Baruch, he comes first when in terms of taking a Matana. So similarly, Tamid Chochem notel b'rosh, v'koyin menale d'ksev v'kidashto, ki es lechem shecha u'makriv. Avei da'af Tamid Chochem, you see, even by Tamid Chochem, there's a Chal Hashem in Gavra, and that's what means b'nei David Kohan. Of course, b'nei David were not Kohan; they were from Yehuda. But since they're Tamid Chochemim, so they're called Kohanim. And we see this also, that there's a Chal Hashem and Gavra of Tamid Chochem, but Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Ches, he zora b'zokim sheshachach Talmudo, shemachmas ancho, beware to give cover to a zokin who forgot his learning. Daminin luchos v'shivrei luchos menochem ba'amen. That both the luchos and the shivrei luchos, that the ones that Moshe shattered, both of them have a place in the oven. So you see, he still has a Shem Tamid Chochem on him, even though he forgot his learning. Mishim Onso. So it's not just that you mechabed him for the Torah he knew in the past, but that influences and gives a Shem Tamid Chochem now, just as we see the Shivei Luchos, is still Munach in the oven. Um, and the Gemara in Horius, there's machlokes tanoim and the ches, whether Melech and a Kohen Gadol are chayiv in oil of a yored, and the Tosefta in Shavuos says that the man the Amar that the potter, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu says he learned this because it says imlo tagia yado deser the Amar the imlo tasik yado l'shtei torim or l'shnayim bnei Yona b'misha b'alchlal. Only this only applies to a person who can become poor, but the nasi and the Kohen Gadol who's nimshach shemen mishra, they don't become poor. Shikdushasim olamis. So you see that the nasi who's the Rosh Sanhedrin. The lashon of the Tosefta is kedushasim olamis. So you see this chal shem gavra for the nasi of the Sanhedrin. And therefore, both the halachic kedushaso of the kedusha applies. And the Rambam says in Perek Yimuf in Hilchos Tamei Torah, "B'shlosha k'sorim nichtaru Yisrael." The three crowns that God crowned the Jewish people with: Keset Torah, Keset Kuna, and Keset Malchus. So Keset Kuna zochah b'Aaron. Keset Malchus went to David and his descendants, and Keset Torah. Harei the Rambam says, "Munach va'omid u'muchal l'cho Yisrael, shenema shenema Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morosha kihilas Yaakov. Kol mi sheyutze yavo v'yitol. Whoever wants to be crowned with this crown of Torah, it's open to him if he learns Torah. And maybe you'll say that those k'sorim." Are greater than the Keset Torah. Harei Omer ki melachim yimlachu v'roznim yachokhu tzedek b'sorim yashuru halaman shekeset Torah gadol mishneihem. So the Keset Torah ol al gabeihem, because is the Keset Torah encompasses the Keset Kahuna and the Keset Malchus, because we see that Talmidei Chachamim have for certain degrees a din of Kohen Gadol, and also Melech. And the Rambam says that they have Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel, v'lo shevet levi b'lvad, ela kol ish v'ish mikol boya ha'olam. So kol ish v'ish mikol boya, anybody who comes to the world. So the Rambam is referring about not just Jews, every human that comes to the world, asher nadra ruchol also v'viu madol libodel lama lifnei Hashem l'shasu l'avdo l'deyas Hashem v'halach yasha k'mo shasu halokim uparak me'al tzavara ol cheshbonis rabim asher bikesh b'nei adam harezin niskadesh kadosh kadoshim. So you see here also, it seems that the mocha for the Ram is this Gemara that you know, nachish l'amato domo l'koyin gadol. Raising this Kaddish, Kaddish Kaddoshim. And that phrase, Kaddish Kaddoshim, is a phrase that the Rambam uses as relates to Kohen Gadol. And that's why he's Kohen Gadol. The Rambam uses that as relates to Kohen Gadol. And in Kleya Mikdash, HaKohan, Muhudu Miklal HaLevim, La'avdo, La'avodis HaKabonos, Shenema, V'yibodol an l'hakdash kadosh kadoshim. The pasuk in Divya Yomim.